All right, we talked about the fact that if you want to prosper, you should hear the word of God. And I'm adding to it, hear the word of God from the mouth of a preacher. Number one is that you hear the preacher. Number two, study the word of God. Study for yourself. Have a Bible. If you don't have a Bible, I feel sorry for you. You're just like a lawyer that does not have the Constitution. In 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15, it says, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needed not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. It's not just saying dividing the word of truth, it's about rightly dividing it. So you will study the word so that even when the preacher is speaking, you'll be able to tell if what he's saying is of God or not. Then we ought to know also that it is by us studying and meditating on the word of God that we observe to do and become successful. In Joshua chapter 1 and in verse 8, it says, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that are written therein. Praise the Lord. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Amen. Now, if you do not meditate upon the word of God and observe to do, you will not have good success. At least the success that the Bible talks about. Hallelujah. Now, number three is that we said that you should be led of the Spirit of God. Amen. In Isaiah 45, verse 3, can we go there? He says, and I will give thee the treasures of darkness and the hidden riches of secret places, that thou mayest know that I am the Lord, which called thee by thy name. I am the God of Israel. So God is the one who knows where the treasures are. Amen. And will give them to you. How does he do that? Isaiah 48:17. For thus saith the Lord, thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, I am the Lord thy God, which teacheth thee to profit and leadeth thee by the way that thou shouldest go. He's the one who teaches us to profit, all right, and leads us in the way that we should go. You hear believers talk about the fact that they saw a piece of land and God said to buy it, and they bought it only for some railroad to pass through that place, and they paid them a ton of money to get the land and all of that. So we have to listen to the leading of the Spirit of God. But be led of the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God gives us insight that the world does not have. Some of the things he will ask you to do may sound very foolish to the natural man. The Bible said that the things of God are foolish. The wisdom of God is foolish to the natural man. Hallelujah. But when we follow it, we come to a good place. Amen. Hallelujah. So we follow then the next thing, number four, is that we should be humble. Hallelujah. The Bible says that God giveth more grace to the humble and resist the proud. Glory be to Jesus. Now, we're not the ones who determine who's proud and who's not. God is the one who determines who's proud. Bible says, by humility and the fear of the Lord are riches, honor, and life. Amen. So you got to be humble before the Lord. If you're not humble with God, you will not do what he says to do. And especially when you're looking at it that people who are talking to you are men. No, forget about what they look like. It's not their size. It's not their height. Their size is not their beauty or handsomeness. No, what you're looking at is what's coming out of their mouths. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord Jesus. That's so important. Amen. And then we dealt with the fact that we should walk or be engaged in legitimate enterprise. Amen. That's what we dealt with last week, right? Glory be to God. Now we had, that you should be engaged in legitimate enterprise. And I think we did that twice and talked also about the promises of God. Amen. Meditating on the word of God and the promises of God and following the instructions that God gives us. Amen. We said, or we said that though Isaac had the blessing, he needed to walk. Is that not true? He needed to walk for the blessing to come true. Abraham had the blessing. He still needed to walk. Now, if you are blessed by or have a miracle, a financial miracle, for you to sustain that level of wealth, you would have to have grace to prosper. And that's the blessing of the Lord walking with you. Otherwise, that money will fly away. This is why some people win a ton of money when they do this lotto thing, and maybe a year or two down the line, they're poor as poor can be. Why? There's no blessing. What they had was what would look like a miracle. Amen? But the blessing is not there. The Bible talks about the fact that the blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich, and he addeth no sorrow with it. So when the anointing comes upon what you're doing and the blessing is there, you will prosper. It doesn't matter where you go. Bringing us to what we're going to be talking about today, you have to carry out, you have to be a giver. You have to support the work of the ministry, the work of God. You support the preachers who share the word of God with you. You have to do that. It's instruction from the word of God. That is how we honor God. If you want to prosper, you must support the work of God through your tithes and your offerings, special seed and sacrificial offering and stuff like that. And I'm going to look at all those things. Amen? In Matthew chapter 6, verse 24, can we just go over there? It said, no man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, else he will hold to one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. Therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what you shall eat or what you shall drink, nor yet for your body what you shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, and the body than raiment? Raiment talking about clothes. Behold the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns. Yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are ye not much better than they? Which of you, by taking thought, can add one cubit unto his stature? And why take ye thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow, for they toil not, neither do they spin. Yet I say unto you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if God so clothed the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Therefore take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek, the godless, the ungodly. For your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. You know, the word of God is there to show you the ways of God, his way of doing things. And you observe those who prospered, what kind of men they were. Look at Abraham. Look at Isaac. David, the king. Praise God. These were men who God loved. They did things that pleased God. Amen? And what did they do? They listened to God. When God says something in his word, they were quick to do it. And when he says, seek the first the kingdom of God, how do you seek first the kingdom of God? The advancement of God's kingdom through the preaching of the gospel and supporting the work of God. Partnering with people who preach the word. Not some storyteller. We win souls. We talk to people about Jesus. Now, whether they believe it or not is secondary. The first thing is that you talk to people. If you talk long enough, the Holy Ghost will convict someone. And once you start winning souls, whoa, you're a winner. Hallelujah. So we need to support the work of the ministry. Why? from the beginning, God began to show that, let's say in Genesis chapter 4, when Abel and Cain were offering, they did a burnt offering and it went to the Lord. Hallelujah. When it came to Abraham, Melchizedek was introduced, and there was a reason. God did not want that priesthood subordinating itself, all right, or himself to the Levitical priesthood. So even though it didn't make sense to anybody looking at it, Melchizedek just appeared from nowhere. And after he did what he did, the Bible does not talk about him again. So somebody showed up and Abraham recognized the person as a king. He called himself the king of Salem, the king of peace. And it says, Melchizedek, king of Salem, brought forth bread and wine. He was the priest of the Most High God. So God ordained that priests, from there, God showed forth that priests should receive things in the behalf of God. Numbers chapter 18. Now Levi has come on the scene. Verse 20. Can we go to Numbers chapter 18, verse 20? And the Lord spake unto Aaron, thou shalt have no inheritance in their land, no inheritance in their land, neither shalt thou have any part among them. I am thy part and thine inheritance among the children of Israel. So God is saying that Aaron, who was the first Levitical priest, did not have, in fact, he said that the sons of Levi, who were going to be the priests, did not have any part in Israel. And behold, I have given the children of Levi all the tent in Israel for an inheritance, for their service which they serve, even the service of the tabernacle of the congregation. So he's saying a tenth there means tithe. Let's go back where it says all the tenth in Israel. The tenth is their inheritance. The tithe of the children of Israel belonged to the Levites for their service which they serve, even the service of the tabernacle of the congregation. Neither must the children of Israel henceforth come nigh to the tabernacle of the congregation, lest they die, lest they bear the sin and die. But the Levites shall do the service of the tabernacle of the congregation, and they shall bear their iniquity. And it shall be as a statute forever throughout your generations, that among the children of Israel they have no inheritance. I'm trying to give you, the Bible talks about the fact that the old covenant is a shadow of the new. And the shadow is not different from the real thing. It's a structure that is casting a shadow when the light shines on it from a direction. Praise the Lord Jesus. Amen. So verse 24. But the tithes of the children of Israel, which they offer as an heave offering unto the Lord, I have given to the Levites to inherit. Therefore, I have said unto them, among the children of Israel, they shall have no inheritance. Praise the Lord Jesus. Deuteronomy chapter 18. And it says, the priests, the Levites, and all the tribe of Levi shall have no part nor inheritance with Israel. They shall eat the offerings of the Lord made by fire and his inheritance. If you stop here, you think that is all he was talking about. The next verse, we're going to read up to verse 8. Therefore shall they have no inheritance among their brethren. The Lord is their inheritance, as he had said unto them. And this shall be the priest's due from the people, from them that offer a sacrifice, whether it be ox or sheep, and they shall give unto the priest the shoulder and the two cheeks and the maw, the fresh fruits also of thy corn and of thy wine and of thy oil, and the first of the fleece of thy sheep shall thou give him. For the Lord thy God had chosen him out of all thy tribes to stand to minister in the name of the Lord, him and his sons forever. Praise the Lord Jesus. Now, if a Levite come from any of thy gates out of all Israel, where he sojourned, and come with all the desire of his mind unto the place which the Lord shall choose, then he shall minister in the name of the Lord his God, as all his brethren, the Levites, do, which stand there before the Lord. The final verse 8. They shall have like portions to eat, beside that which cometh of the sale of his patrimony. Praise the Lord Jesus. So all the offerings that are given, apart from the ones that are burnt and, you know, done away with, the priests in Israel had them for their service. Amen? Now let's come to the New Testament. Let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 13. Do ye not know that they which minister about holy things live of the things of the temple, and they which wait at the altar are partakers with the altar? Even so hath the Lord ordained that they which preach the gospel should live of the gospel. Hallelujah. They which preach the gospel should live of the gospel. The sacred things, the hallowed things, were left for the priests. It was their due in Israel. And in the New Testament, God ordained the same thing. Now, there are special seeds, special offerings that are used for different things. We'll talk about that. Praise the Lord Jesus. Let's go to Galatians chapter 6. Verse 6 says, let him that is taught in the word communicate unto him that teacheth in all things. Be not deceived, God is not mocked, for whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption, but he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. Amen? But he started it with the preacher. He started it with the preacher. Hallelujah. So the offerings and the tithes that people bring to church is to take care of the seven priests and the house of God. Glory be to God. That's what it's for. It's not for the poor and the lame and the halt and all of that. No, it is for the priests. It's hallowed. Just like the showbread that was in the temple, which David went to eat. The Bible says it was not lawful for him to eat it, but for the priests. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And so when you have your tithe and you spend your tithe, you have eaten of the accursed thing. You're just like Achan. You've taken what belongs to God and you ate it. Because you're thinking, I am not under the law. Yes, you're not under the law, but have an understanding of who the New Testament believer is. If you know who the New Testament believer is, the new creation is, you will not think or talk like that. Let me explain that. The new covenant believer is superior to the old covenant believer in that we have the nature, the real things are in us. We are the last Adam. What I mean by that is that we are a product of the last Adam. We came from Jesus. And Jesus obeyed the law. Hallelujah. See, when God does something under the old covenant that he likes, amen, he put it under the law and said, this is how I want you to behave. Under the New Testament, the law was put in our hearts. We do from our hearts those things that are written in the law, apart from the sacrifices and all of that. We don't have idols. We don't go create idols. Nobody who's really born again that can see the kingdom of God will go and put an idol because it would not make sense. Hallelujah. And so we know the things of God. We know what pleases God. When I take the first of what I have, my income, and I give it to God, I honor God in worship. The Bible says, honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruits of all thine increase, so shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst up with new wine. When I'm giving to God, God will enlarge my capacity to have, that I may give more, both to him, because his work is increasing. The Bible said, thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth, that he should, that he might establish his covenant, which he swore unto thy fathers, as it is this day. And so when God, when you're doing that which is pleasing to God, God will be blessing you the more, hallelujah, and you'll be able to give more. Bible says, he that soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly. He that soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully. Now, there's a blessing attached to the tithe. If you don't tithe, don't talk about that blessing. Don't go to God and say you rebuke the devourer. He's not rebuking any devourer. You will rebuke your devourer by yourself. Hallelujah. And that is what makes it that some people go up and come down. They go up financially, they come down. If you're not a tither, that will be your testimony. That's how it is. There's no way you can stay up there, because the devil will knock it out of your hands. And you'll be wondering, why is this kind of thing happening and all of that. The devourer has to be rebuked on your behalf as a product of you honoring God with your tithe.